Yerushalmi Masses corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the 16th line. Harimoinim Mishi Masu. Harimoinim Mishi Masu. Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Yasa Mishi Yismaich Ha'Eichel Tachas Yadov. The Mishnah taught that pomegranates is when their pits become soft. Rabbi Zeir, quoting Rabbi Yasa, said that it's when the flesh becomes squashed when it's held and releases juices. Rabbi Yuda Barpazi B'Shem Rabbi Shur Ben Levi Mishi Achnisu Mechze. Rabbi Yehuda Rapasi, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said it's when they reach a half ripened. Rabbi Yoina boy Dilma min Rabbanin da'gadta hu shamala, achenu himasu es levavenu palgin levavenu. Rabbi Yoina asked the question, what's his source for this? Perhaps he heard it from the Rabbanon who expanded da'gadta, as the pasuk says in Dvarim, perek aleph pasuk chafches, our brothers have broken our hearts in two. Atamarim mishiyatilu se'or, v'chir bavava ama mishiyismale hacheretz. The Mishnah taught dates when they swell up like yeast. Rabbi Chiya Bar Vava said when their groove that appears early in their growth is filled. Rabbi Yoina boy, man and kaiman, im kashiyis male hacheretz, noivelesi, im kashiyis tifroish gaurina, mitoicha oicha b'shelehi kol socha. The Gemara, Rabbi Yoina asked the question, what's the case? At that point, it's still unripe, and if its pit is separated from its flesh, it's fully ripened. Rabbanon de Kisrin amu mishiyish tochem, should say v'yu yofos la'achila. The Rabbanon of Kisrin answered, if they would be detached and spread out and would be ready to eat, they are obligated. Hapasikin mishiyatilu gidim, v'zirah b'shem isi mishiyatilu gidim adumim. The Mishnah taught peaches is when they form veins, and v'zirah cited from isi is when they form red veins. Ha'egoizim ashkedim shiyasu magura, Rav Yudah oime ha'egoizim ashkedim shiyasu klipa, amu b'klipa tachtoina shihi smucha la'echel. The Mishnah taught that walnuts and almonds are when they separate from their outer shell. Rabbi Yudah said, walnuts and almonds is when their skins have formed. They explained that their skin refers to the thin skin that's close to the actual nut. Moedin chacham le'Rabbi Yudah ba'alz ba'alzerin over if stakin over its drublin mishayasu klipa. The chacham agreed to Rabbi Yudah that for alzerin, pistachio, and its drublin nuts is when their skins have formed. Tani Rabbi Chinna bar Papa charuvim shel shulam hi chanotam. Rabbi Chinna bar Papa said from a brisa, for carobs, even though the Mishnah taught that the obligation of masses comes when they form black dots, but as for shviyas and for establishing the year of their year of masa, it's when they form a chain. V'chalash chayrim kagoin inve hadas inve sineh. The Mishnah taught the same applies to all black fruit, and for example, myrtle berries and thornbush berries. Mishyan kidu. Tani, Rabbi Chinna, Bar Papa, Mishiyasa, Nekudos, Nekudos, Shchoyos. The Mishnah taught the Mishiyankidu, which means when they form black dots. Haprishim, Isperaglin, Velamanik, Roshman, Prishin, She'en Lecha Min Ilan, Shu Parash, Lekadeira, Elazed, Olvad. The Mishnah taught Prishim, meaning Isparagalin, which is quinces. So why are they called Prishim? As there's no other fruit of a tree that's exclusively eaten cooked, where we lashon as Parish, Lekadeira, rather than raw. Other than this, v'chol alavonim kagoin ilain marpayasa. Mishnah taught pears, custumin pears, quinces, and crab apples for when they begin to grow bald, and the same applies to all white fruit, for example, marpaya. Mishi yakuichu. V'vichinna b'papa oma mishiyasu krochos krochos levonis. The Mishnah taught mishi yakuichu, v'vichinna b'papa said it's when they begin to grow bald. Tani v'pshimim ben yachai, mishi yazchilu mayim. Rabbi Shimon Yochai taught in a brisa, since, as the Gemara will explain, when they begin to grow bald is not a clear sign, one should view them as obligated when liquid comes out when they're cut. Asa uvda, koimid Rabbi Chanina, uvar lema'ev, zizku Rabbi Chinana bar Papa. Chazav ha'amah v'chi machmas ha'ichel hen makrichois, lai machmas ha'toilas, sheyesh bahen. A case came before Rabbi Chanina, and he wished to rule like Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. He then retracted and said that balding is not a clear sign, since it might be because of worms rather than ripening. Hatiltim mishitatzmiach, kine masnisa kadeh shetizor hatatzmiach, keitzad huboidek ubishmur ban Achman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan noitel melei kumsoi v'noitzim nasech hasefel shomayim im shoka ruba chayeves v'im lav patura. The Mishnah taught that fenugreek is obligated when its seeds can be planted. A brisa taught that it must be able to be planted and grow. How should he check? Rav Shmuel bar Nachman quoted Rav Yonasan saying that he should take a handful and put it in a basin of water. If most of it sinks, it's obligated in Masa. If not, it's exempt. Rav Yonah boy, me'ata mashashirka yei chayv, mashaloshirka yei potter. Ela beroiv kol preda is amris. Rabbi Yonah objected. He said, if so, whatever sank should be obligated, and whatever did not sink should be exempt. Rather, it means that if most of a seed sinks, that seed is obligated. Am Rabbi Yosi Barabun, v'hine b'roiv kol peida u'peida is amus. Rabbi Yosi Barabun said that's the way the Mishnah must be learned. Am Rabbi Zeira, k'siv asa ta'aseh es kol tevor sarocha, davashu nizra u'matzmiach, yotza pachis mishlish, shena nizra matzmiach. Rabbi Zeira says, the Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chaf Beis, you shall tithe all of your seed crop. This refers to something that's sown and grows, and it excludes seeds that are less than a third grown, since they cannot be sown and grow. Rabbi Chinna b'shem Rabbi Zeisim b'anovim shle yeviu shlish, af ha-mashkim ha-yotz mehem lahachshir einan machshirin. Rabbi Chinna, quoting Rabbi, said that olives and grapes that didn't grow a third, their juices cannot cause foods to contract tumor. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Zeisim me'imasai chayovoi f'ma'asus, m'shi yivacher mi'ivaket smaya kaita, loy bichet smaya kaita, m'shi bichu b'noi sheva. Loy bichu b'noi sheva, m'shi yu ma'vioi Shnia Shivamuksa. Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that when our olives obligated in Masus means that they have visibly grown a third, when the first figs are ready for harvesting, and if there are no figs in that place, one can observe when the first Benoit Sheva figs are ready for harvesting, and if there are none of those there, then it's when the second harvest of the figs is done and they are put away to dry. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosi, B'shem, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, Mishir Yivaku, Benoit Sheva, Levonois. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, said, when the first white Benoit Sheva figs are ready for harvesting. And Rabbi Yosi Barabun, Rabbi Elba Benoit Sheva, Sheba Isamokai, Rabbi Yosi Barabun says it's as long as it's the Benoit Sheva of that particular place.